I woke up, I'm on abundance. Hey, my hands too full to hold the grudges. Yeah, and all I'm trying to be is being a monk. Hey, I got a shawty, come see me tomorrow. Yeah, yeah, yeah. This ain't One Direction, dog. I'm going a different way. I got One Direction, dog. It's going up for sure. I got hoes with some pop money offshore.
Good morning, and welcome to the Win the Morning podcast. Today's topic is this. If you're grateful, you take care of it. If you're grateful, you take care of it. This is something that I've realized. I've realized in my life when I'm not in gratitude for things, I don't take care of things. You know, when I just take things for granted, I just kind of put it to the wayside and like, whatever. You know, my grandpa always told me, you know, take care of your things. Take care of your things. You know, put things away, clean your stuff. You know, and my grandpa was somebody who, you know, he was, all of his stuff was immaculate. You know, there wasn't dust on any of his, there wasn't dust in his house. You know, everything was clean, everything had a place. You know, once you got done using something, you took care of it, you maintained it. You know, you change the oil in the dirt bike after you ride it, you change the air filter. You know, you just take care of your stuff. And he always told me that, you know, if you take care of your stuff, it'll take care of you. You know, the reason why is because he didn't grow up with much. You know, he grew up where, you know, it was like living in a cabin and there was literally open slats in the cabin, and wind would come through in the middle of Bear Lake, Idaho in the winter. I mean, freezing cold, you know, terrible conditions. And so him growing up, he didn't have much. When you grow up not having much, and then you can get to things where, you know, get to a spot in life where you do have things, you're for sure grateful for them. But you're in a place where you don't just take those things for granted, and so you take care of them. So he was in this place of gratitude. He's like, oh my gosh, I have a truck. I'm going to take care of this truck the best I can. I want this thing to go as long as it possibly can go. And so I'm going to take care of it, and in return, it'll take care of me. You know, a lot of times it takes losing things to get into gratitude. It's like we have a great marriage and then the marriage is at risk. All of a sudden we're grateful. You know, we don't take care of our bodies and then we have a health scare and all of a sudden we take care of our bodies. You know, we don't take care of our money and then all of a sudden we lose our job or something financially hits us and then we're like, okay, we need to be better with our money. The nice part is we don't have to wait for something tragic to happen. We don't have to wait for something tragic to happen in order to be grateful. We don't have to get the call from the doctor and say, hey, I got bad news. We don't have to get, you know, the divorce papers from our wife or husband before we start taking care of them. We start taking care of them now. And in my opinion, the way that we do that is we start to become grateful for them now. And I like to do this exercise that's like, maybe it's a little bit morbid, but I like, what would it feel like if I didn't have that thing? What would it feel like if I didn't have that? If the money stopped coming in, how grateful would I be for money now? If my wife, you know, this is dark, but it's like, what if my son passed away or my wife passed away? How would I treat them today? How would I treat them if today was their last day? And so that's, you know, that's the invitation I have for you guys today is like, what are you taking for granted in your life? Is it your health? Well, if you're not taking care of your health, you're probably taking it for granted. You're not working hard at it to make it better. Are you taking the opportunity that you have at work for granted? And so you're not giving it your all. You're just like, yeah, whatever. This will be here tomorrow. Whatever that area is in your life, I invite you to really spend some time thinking about, man, what would that be like if I were to lose this opportunity, if I were to lose this family member, if I were to lose X, Y, or Z in my life? And start to notice how you feel like, man, I really am grateful. Everything is God granted. Everything is God granted. We show up to this earth, everything here is God's. It's not ours. We're renting it. We're gone in 60, 70, 80 years, whatever. We're gone. This remains his or hers, whatever you believe. It remains the universe's. So all the car you have, the this, the that you have, that ain't yours. That's the earth's. That's the earth's. That's God's. So you, it's not you that gave it to you. You came here to the earth and it was already here. Even if, you know, the car wasn't here, the materials to make the car were here. And then another human being made it for you. Had nothing to do with you. Congratulations, you made a little bit of scratch to buy it. But that has nothing to do with you. It is really God granted. It is really God given. You know, to be born in the area that you are, to be born with a body. That's all something that was given to us. And so in order to feel grateful, we need to feel like it wasn't us. That's the importance of God, in my opinion. When we believe in God, we believe that something external that's bigger than us gave us this. And that's what puts us into humility. It's what puts us into gratitude. But when we start getting our ego involved and think, this is me, I made this, I created this, that's where we get out of gratitude. And that's a dangerous place to be. So my friends, start to think about the things that you have in your life. Maybe it's the car. Maybe it's shoes on your feet, clothes on your back, clean air to breathe, a beautiful place to live, a roof over your head, AC. Isn't that nuts? Literally, we control the temperature. What temperature do you want it to be? 69, perfect. Cool down the house or warm up the home. Whatever you want, instantly. We get pissed when it's like 1 degree off. It's like, that's how nice we got it. We got gasoline whenever, wherever we want. We can drive as far as we want. You realize like 100 years ago, they wanted to travel, what they had to do. They had to get a freaking horse and they had to go bear through the weather. And we're all complaining because, you know, we don't have Apple CarPlay or some stupid thing like that. I don't know. You get the point. So my friends, that's my invitation for you today. If you're grateful for something, you'll work hard at it. You'll work hard at it. If you're grateful for your body, you'll work hard after your body. So go get into gratitude. My friends, I hope you have a beautiful, beautiful day. Share this with a friend if you got value from it. Be positive and confident in all that you do. And most importantly, go be abundant. Peace and love.